Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. From here in Clay County, we're once again here in the historic old Clay County Courthouse, right in, I guess it's 100 Courthouse Square is actually the GPS address of this place. I think all the business around, I think their addresses are on some streets they're on, but we are 100 Courthouse Square, and we're pleased to be here with you again this Thursday morning, as we are each Thursday morning at this time at 9 o'clock. And I want to remind you that we are live in and live in color right now on your radio dial, which happens to be 101.5 WVFB FM, Kicks Country. And we're just pleased as punch to have you here with us this morning. Got a couple of guests sitting here with me, going to talk to us about a whole bunch of different things here in just a few minutes. But let's see, I'm going to make a couple of announcements to begin with. I want to remind everyone that our Cumberland Run Car Show is coming up on Saturday, May the 6th, and we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We'll get into more detail on that a little bit later. On the 6th and the 7th, we've got a couple of archery meets here, one of them a state qualifier for adults, and the other one a state championship for juveniles. That's up at Donaldson Park. And also, another thing I want to remind everyone that we are in the planning process of doing a farmer's market here around the square this summer, kind of to really a test run, I guess, to see if any farmers are interested in bringing their produce over on set dates and backing their trucks up here around the square and selling some produce. So if you're interested in that, I know there's some information on the Clay Chamber site. And also the ladies that are working on that, Tanya Spears and Wanda Meadows, you know, they're trying to contact and get word out to farmers and anyone that's growing vegetables, produce, and try to get some folks committed to provide the stuff for the farmers market. You know, it's great if you got buyers, but you need people that are selling. So, and that has to be planned basically right now, because this is, I believe last week is supposed to be the prime week to plant seed in the ground. So, but remind everyone of that. And we got some birthdays and anniversaries today. We'll be giving away a Dairy Queen cake here in a wee bit, and remind everyone of that. And call in to 243-5564 if you would like a member of your family or a friend or whoever to have their birthday or anniversary celebrated here on air. Just give us a call. And with all of that, me hurriedly getting through all this, I'm going to take a little break, catch my breath, and we'll be back with our first guest here just in a second.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Sitting here this morning with Brian McLaren, who is one of our young farmers here in Clay County, among other things. And I guess from a personal knowledge, I do think and I can pretty well vouch that he is a fourth generation farmer, and he says it goes all the way back to Uncle George Thomas. Great grandpa George Thomas, then, that had a farm here in Clay County. So, Brian, it's a pleasure having you here with us this morning. And I know, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, I know you're like a lot of our modern farmers we've got in Clay County. I'm sure you probably didn't grow up figuring that you'd be making your living with your hands in the dirt when you went to Tennessee Tech and some of those places. But give us a little background on yourself, and then we're going to get into some things that you're involved in here.
Okay, Thomas, good to be here this morning. When I grew up on a tobacco and a beef cattle farm, always enjoyed it and never did mind the hard work, and went on to Tennessee Tech and got a degree in agriculture with a specialty in agricultural engineering and industrial technology also. From there I got married and moved to Nashville and had to get a public job for a few years while my wife Samantha was going to medical school. And we were fortunate enough to come to Glasgow, Kentucky for her to do her residency. So that brought me a little closer to home. And there I taught industrial maintenance and welding. After she completed her residency, we came back to Livingston in the Allens area and lived there for about 10 years. And 4 years ago, last month, we got our house completed and moved back to the farm and mall. So we're glad to be back home.
Something in this soil in Clay County, it's like a magnet, isn't it?
It just kind of sticks to you.
Once you run your bare feet through it, you never forget that. And it, as we know, it is one of the finest places in the world to raise a family. And I do know that you have a young family. And one of the things we're going to be talking about is some of the things that they're involved in. But I guess maybe we might start off talking about, I'm not sure how we describe your honor you received a while back. Why don't you tell us about that? And we're not going to go into the story about how this is kind of ironic at this point in time, since we still don't have all of our facts straight on that. But you were appointed to a state board, I believe, Brian. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Governor Haslam appointed me to the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission, and that is the governing body for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. And there are 13 members on the board, 9 of them appointed by the governor, 4 of them appointed by the House and Senate.
Okay. The background of some of the other folks on there, are you familiar with your co-members, or you haven't gotten that far along yet?
I'm learning some of them. There are folks who are into excavation and grade work. There's a lawyer. It's a varied background of people.
Okay, I know a lot of folks don't realize, we think of gaming. Fish A is that game warden that comes up by and does a creel check or make sure you have the proper amount of fish and the proper size. But there's a whole lot of stuff goes on in the background with that organization, isn't there?
There's a tremendous amount, and I'm still trying to grasp how big of an organization it is and what all that entails. But they've got people that are dealing with non-game species, just like the salamanders and the lizards and the biodiversity, besides just the smallmouth bass and the white-tailed deer and the turkey. So there's a lot of things that are involved with it.
So they are involved in the endangered species program, that type of thing.
Yes.
And I know, we don't think about that a whole lot here, but, I'm sure you don't have the list, and I don't either, of all the so-called endangered species that we have here in Clay County. That one I've always heard about was the top skimmer or the top darter minnow. Do you know if that thing's actually on the endangered species list?
I don't know about that one.
that's one of the favorites of the smallmouth fishermen in the spring here on Dale Hollow Lake, because those minnows get up on top of the water and just cut all kinds of shines, and them great big old largemouth smallmouth bass just can't resist them.
I think we've seen a lot here in Clay County. I know in my lifetime, I can remember when we had 0 wild turkeys, and I was fortunate enough this morning to harvest one. And you know, we see them driving down the road. We see them everywhere. And I'm not speaking to your years of wisdom, but I'm betting you can remember a time when we didn't even have enough white-tailed deer.
Right, absolutely. You know, that when I was a youngster, that was one of the major things, because occasionally we'd have someone that would spot one maybe up in the McFarland area and decide that they needed it for meat, and they would kill a deer. And I mean, that was nearly a capital offense in the late 50s and early 60s in this area if you killed a deer, and the game and fish folks found out about it, they come for you.
Right.
And of course now we have trouble staying out of their way when they cross the road, don't we?
We certainly have several of them now. And, you know, even we mentioned the endangered species, the bald eagle. When I was in high school, it was a big deal to see a bald eagle. And now we've got them with cameras on them.
Yes. And people all over the world are keeping up with those, aren't
they? Oh, yeah.
They? You know, that, it kind of, like I said, it speaks well of this organization, because we have folks there, and like you said, a varied group of folks there that are on this this council that have the ability to look at not just the game and fish, not the game part of it, and not the you know, the sportsman look, but that can see it from a lot of different angles, can't they?
They can.
The legality of some of the things, and also you mentioned that you had a I guess like an excavator, landscaper, that type. You know, most folks don't realize just how important it is that when you move earth, that you keep that moved earth where it should be, and it doesn't make its way into our water supply.
Correct.
And I know, of course, water supply is important, and you know, looking around, I know all of the, you know, a lot of folks, farmers included, don't necessarily like all the regulations that come down, you know, where they have to be careful about making sure that fertilizer doesn't make it, like I said, into the water supply and that type thing, because, you know, the same thing that makes the plants grow sometimes will cause fish to quit growing, won't they?
Well, I think most of the farmers want to keep their fertilizer on their own land, too, so that anything that washes in the stream isn't helping their plants grow. So they want to protect that from an economic standpoint, besides of the environmental standpoint also.
Okay, now I think you've got a list there. Is anything on that list you want to talk to us about?
I'm just kind of going over some of the I'm appointed to District 3 for the Fish and Wildlife Commission, and that covers Clay County, Macon County, Pickett County, Jackson, Fentress, Trousdale, Smith, Overton, DeKalb, White, Van Buren, Warren, and Grundy.
That's a fairly wide range of terrain, isn't it?
Almost all the way across, I guess all the way across the state.
You know, we're going from river valleys to some mountainous area, gorges, rock walls. I mean, we've got it all included there. Right? We've got a number of lakes in there, and probably some of the best hunting territory anywhere in the state of Tennessee right there.
Now, don't be telling everybody that, I promise. We'll keep that to ourselves.
Well, now, we need those folks to come in here and stay about a week and spend a bunch of money with us.
Well, that's right. That's right.
I've never actually, I'm where you have either, actually looked at the revenue that we receive from out-of-state sportsmen that come in here to hunt and fish. And I know growing up that out-of-state fishermen were a big priority here, because they would come down to Cedar Hill and Dale Hollow Boat Dock and spend a week or two on the lake. And, of course, a lot of them also would plan vacations, things around the deer season, and stay with us. And I know we do have folks that come in from the city and lease some farms here in Clay County that and make it their little private hunting preserve,
right,
don't they?
We actually lease some of our property out for people of deer hunt on and turkey hunt on.
Okay, let's take a little short break, Brian, and get in a few words from our sponsors here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let you talk about your farming operation a little bit, and then we're going to let you maybe tell us about your daughter and why she's sitting here this morning. We'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Brian McLaren here with me this morning, and his daughter Bree is here, and she's just anxious to talk about some things in a minute. But, Brian, let's talk about your farming operation a little bit and some of the obstacles that a young farmer or any farmer right now is facing in this county, this state, really in our nation. We hear, constantly about, the farmers are usually a pawn somewhere or other in political battles that come up all the time. But pretty good occupation, isn't it?
It is. We enjoy it. We enjoy being able to raise our kids in this lifestyle, and they have responsibilities and things they do every day. Some of the things we deal with, to quote, I believe one of our past presidents, was the farmer was the only businessman that paid retail, sold at wholesale, and paid the shipping both ways. So I think the marketing system often is what puts the farmer in a bind where most of us have very little control over what we get for our products that we're raising, from vegetables to beef cattle to the dairyman selling milk to about anything along the way.
And we're talking about the futures market here. And Leah, are you involved in the futures market? Do you have any contract futures at all?
We raise registered Angus, so we're selling herd bulls, herd sires to people to take home and use on their cows to make better beef like you'd eat in the grocery store and restaurants. So I sell young heifers for people to take home and make cows out of. I sell used cows, I call them, cows that I've used a year or two and got some offspring out of and decided, got to make room. I've only got a limited amount of space, so I sell off the more experienced cows and bring on some new ones with different bloodlines every year.
Maybe I can save this question probably for Matt Craggett, who's coming on in a few minutes. And, we talk about the futures market and the corn crop here in Clay County now. I don't know where the estimated number of acres of corn that we're raising in Clay County now, then that's based totally on the futures market, where you put it in the ground and you agree to sell it at a price 6 months later or something, brother. And that's, that's kind of something, you know, that farmers weren't used to, you know. It's been in existence forever, and it just wasn't publicized like it is now, was it?
Well, I guess. We have to buy our feed. We don't raise any corn, so we buy our feed from the local co-op, and they bring it out and put it in the bin for us. So we're just raising cows and hay. So we don't have to deal with the grain crop.
And you're not. I don't know what the program is. The price support programs, are they even in existence anymore? Hardly.
Nothing that involves with our farm. We're dealing with, you know, beef cattle and
right.
Hay.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other things that you and your family are involved in. And of course, it's hard to talk about. I know if anyone kept up on Facebook last week that one of your daughters had a pretty good weekend last weekend, and we're going to try to get her on sometime here in the next day or two. And that's Ella. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, all of my kids shoot in something. Ella shoots shotgun, and she shoots trout and skeet and sporting clays. And this last weekend, we went to a trap shooting competition, and she won the not only her division, but she was the high overall female shooter at that shoot. So she shot 97 out of 100 in the first part, and then they had a tiebreaker, so she had to she shot 24 out of 25. And so did the other young lady. And they went into a sudden death after that, which they shot another 22 shells apiece before either one of them missed a bird. And so she won the shoot-off that way.
So the other competitor broke first, huh?
Well, in that instance, I guess. So it's it was a mind game. And the week before that, we went to an archery competition in which Bree, who's here with me today, took first place in the archery competition, and Ella took third. So they're pretty active and
well, you know, and we can't mention any type of sports shooting here without mentioning one of the young man, but one of your friend, probably, and one of my former students, and that is Wendell Churey, who has brought I guess, you know, national recognition to this area, and not only national but international. And I think it's maybe something that our young folks have looked up and seen. The things that this man has accomplished in this field, and hey, this is wide open, isn't it?
He's truly amazing to watch him shoot and to watch him coach and how well he's helped us with our team and gone up to the sporting clays range and worked with us, and he's truly an amazing individual.
All right, now the sporting clay shooting, just tell us exactly what that is.
Well, it's kind of like golf, except it's for men. No, just joking. it is like golf in that each course you go to is different. And not only that, like a golf course where the pins can be moved every week, the sporting clays target presentations can be different on the same course just from day to day. So it simulates hunting situations. So you walk up to a shooting platform, and it might be a simulation of a dove flying through, or a pair of doves, and all the targets are in twos, so you have to shoot two shots at each station. It might be a simulation of a quail, a covey of quail flushing, or ducks landing on a pond. Could be a teal, and that shoots straight up in the air, or a rabbit even. And they roll the target on its edge, and it usually hits a bank of dirt or a log or something, and jumps and bounces in the air.
Okay, now how you practice for that?
You practice each. You kind of break it down and look at each kind of presentation.
Yeah.
You look at targets going away from you. You have targets coming at you, and then you have crossing targets, and you just kind of break it down and study the different presentations and go from there.
Okay, but before you shoot, do you know basically anything other than where the target is coming from?
You get one show pair. So when everybody gets to the station, everybody lines up where they're supposed to be shooting from, and they will throw a pair of targets to show you where they're coming from. then after that, you shoot the next prayer.
So. You're on your own, man.
Yeah.
So there's really not any way to repetitively practice this.
It's difficult to repetitively practice it, and I guess that's part of what makes it so challenging. You can take people that shoot in the 90s on a trap range or skeet field, and they'll shoot in the 60s on a sporting clays course if you're not pretty careful.
I think Wendell has actually shot up in the hundreds consecutive on this thing.
Oh, yes, and like I say, he's amazing. And actually right now the Gamel Cup is going on down in Nashville. That's the Nashville Gun Club this week.
Okay, now, and of course the reason why Ella's not here with us this morning, that they've placed education in front of the TV, or the radio and TV world. And TCAP's going on in that.
It is.
But we've had to make some special arrangements for tomorrow, haven't we?
Right. Tomorrow Ella's going to be shooting in the Junior Olympics, so she's got to see if she can get her TCAPs done today so she can go to Paris, Tennessee to shoot in the Junior Olympics.
Okay. Now, Bree, it's your turn. You got to move up close to the microphone and tell us all about the archery that you're involved in.
Well, I'm involved in 3D archery, which is you get a course of like 20 targets, and you take your group and you shoot like targets that look like animals such as deers, elk, stuff, even rabbits are sometimes there. And you were scored from 5, which is like around the big circle, and then 8, 10, and 12.
And these are basically live reproductions of an animal, aren't they?
Yes.
I think I heard what they call it, 3D targets.
Yes.
And where's the bullseye at?
Well, you have a circle, which is like the 8 ring, and then a smaller circle, which is the 10 ring. About this big?
About an inch and a half.
So
4 to 12, which is what you want to get.
Actually, you're trying to kill that dadgum target, aren't you?
Pretty much.
With that, let's take a little bit of break and get some commercials on, and we're going to come back and wind up with these folks and let Bree talk a little bit more. But we'll be back just in a minute. We do have to earn a little money here, and we'll come back, and we might read our birthdays and anniversaries for the day, and we'll do that, and then we'll conclude. And guys, hey, some enlightening stuff today, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here with Brian McLaren and his daughter, Bree, and we have been talking about a whole bunch of different things, but before we get back to them, I guess we need to read our birthdays and anniversaries for today, and we have got, an anomaly of a little bit here this morning. We have a whole bunch of birthdays on April the 19th this week. We've got one outlier in here that wasn't born on the 19th, but on April the 19th, Alex Cohn celebrated a birthday. Nana and Pa called that one in. And then a couple of folks called in Miss Sue Cherry's birthday for April the 19th. And we want to wish her a happy birthday. And the host of the radio show had a birthday this week. This was actually my birthday this week. And I share that birthday with one of my aunts, and that is Winnie McLaren, who happens to be Brian's grandmother. So, we have celebrated that birthday. I've celebrated with her for now 73 years, and she has just celebrated her 92nd birthday, and we'd like to wish everyone a happy birthday today. And also, I think last week, someone called this one in last week, and I think they actually won the cake last week, but their anniversary was this week, so someone called it in a week early last week, and that was Doug and Shanna Holden. And I think they actually won the cake last week. And also celebrating a birthday is John Merritt. So we will, and oh, I got one more. I think it's probably called in up in Monroe County, and that is, I'd like to wish, and some of the family down here would like to wish, Michael and Stacy Watson a happy 30th anniversary. And I'm sure someone called that in to the radio show up there. We're not putting them in the drawing, but from their friends and family down here, happy 30th anniversary to you all. Okay, Bree, tell us a little bit more about the archery. Are you shooting in the state championship?
Yes, I will be shooting in the state championship.
And what is your age bracket?
I think it is junior, middle school,
tens.
I think that's what it's called. I'm not very sure.
And you, how many tournaments have you won in this year so far?
One.
One. And it was where?
In Nashville.
And you did pretty good, didn't you?
Yes.
And well, how did your sister do that day at that one?
Ella got third in the same age division.
So you outshot older sis?
Yes, by like 20 points.
Did you remind her of that all the way home?
No.
You didn't?
No.
How come?
Because when she wins, she reminds me, and I don't want to be mean back to
her.
Oh,
so you're not doing turnabout as fair play.
No.
All right. That's very nice of you. We'll have to chastise her if we ever get her on here. And we hope to do that sometime in the future. Brian, in closing out, any closing remarks you'd like to make to the folks about your new position there? Do you accept input from folks?
The way most of the systems are set up, they have a public opinion, open comment to the public through either through the internet, through email, or letters, phone calls. Or if there's when it comes time to set the bag limit or the seasons, they will open that up to the public to make comments. And then the biologists and the people that are trained to know about all the specifics will take those comments under concern, I guess, when they go to set the seasons and the bag limits and that type of thing.
And this is really quite an honor, isn't it, Brian?
It is. I'm very excited to have received this and to be on this commission, and looking forward to see what all goes in, and still learning, of course, as to what all is involved in the TWRA.
We may try to get you down one day when the game and fish officer, Sergeant Bill Moulton, is sitting here, and let you guys both be here on the same day. But right now, folks, I appreciate you being here with us this morning. It's been a pleasure having you on. We'll remind everyone that Bree will be shooting in on May the 6th in the juvenile, I think Tuckasee is the name of the group that sponsors this.
Tuckasee is the name of the group, and the competition is the S3DA. That's the Scholastic 3D Archery.
Okay, and that's going on the 6th. And then on the 7th, we have an adult state qualifier here. So we're going to have a whole bunch of, that would not be a good day to be walking around Donaldson Park, either Saturday or Sunday that weekend, because there may be arrows flying. Sometimes you guys maybe miss a target completely sometimes, and arrows don't have eyes, do they? Well, thank you all for being here with us this morning. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back here just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Got James Matthew Craighead with us, more, better known as Matt Craighead. I know all these guys here that I don't think I ever had Matt in class when I was still working in the classroom, but I do know that he was a tremendous student in high school, and I know he went on to Tennessee Tech, I believe, and got a degree, and he's back here. And it's great when we have our college degree people that come back to the county and our young leadership here in the county. Matt, you're to be complimented on coming back, and I know that there's a bunch of things that you're doing, but your major job is?
I work with the Soil Conservation District. I have served as the district technician there for 5.5 years now, and, our Soil Conservation District was formed on March 13th in 1941, and its primary mission was to help farmers and landowners in Clay County protect and conserve their natural resources. Today, the board consists of George Melton as chairman, Dale McLaren as vice chairman, Cornell Scott as treasurer, Vonda Heston Coleman as a board member, and Harlan Trobaugh as a board member.
Okay, let me ask you the history of that. Do you know who the group of farmers that were responsible, or how this actually came about in 1941?
We've got it on record down there. I know that there was a Mr. Overstreet that was a primary driver behind it, and then there was actually a big group of local Clay Countyans that helped form this.
Okay, and I guess in 1941, a lot of the farmland here in Clay County was getting worn out, wasn't it?
It was. It had been cropped for several years. The moldboard plow had been in the county for several years. And one of the biggest drivers behind it getting formed was, if you look around Clay County, you notice that there's not a lot of flat ground. And people was farming things like corn and tobacco and even strawberries then on these hillsides. And it would literally wash their crop off the hillside.
Okay, now that just struck a memory in my brain cell there. I guess about 1958 or 9, Mr. E.W. Fox, who was the agriculture teacher at Salina High School. We all took part in a project. We went all over Clay County planting pine trees on what I remember was just raw red clay banks with gullies and ditches all over everywhere. The area behind Scott's Best Way Market up in there, that was just a red clay bank all the way around through there. And that, like I said, that's been a long, long time ago. And a lot of those trees are still here, but a lot of them are gone. But we planted little pine seedlings all over Clay County.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize the effects that they see every day that the Soil Conservation District has had. Like you said, you know, some of the tree planting has been done across the county to help hold these hillsides up. And then also another thing you'll notice is if you look at a lot of the creeks and streams in this area, you'll see that there's a good buffer of vegetation like trees and shrubs there. And a lot of times it'll be protected by a fence, and that's helping protect that stream.
And the keeps the stream inbounds and stuff out of the stream that ain't supposed to be there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The vegetation.
I went through Jackson County yesterday and noticed where a roaring river runs into the Cumberland. And it was flowing brown into the Cumberland, and you could really see the mud that was coming from upstream hitting there.
And that's really, it's unusual, isn't it, the way that, it's funny, it's great sitting and watching. We watch it down here with the Obi. You know, usually the water coming out of the Obi normally is just, you know, nice, crystal, blue, clear. Water, not blear, but blue clear water. And then a lot of times the Obi will have a lot of clay in it and a lot of just lots of stuff come down the river from there.
Yeah. Clay County, of course, is known and advertises its pristine waters. You've got Del Hollow Lake, and then you've got the Obi River and Cumberland River, and then a lot of the major creeks in the area. And that's one thing that we work to protect is that reputation.
And that it begins with Dale Hollow Lake, and I think the last time I ever heard anything said about that was that the water purity in Dale Hollow Lake was actually just a few percentage points cleaner now than it was when it was impounded in the 1940s. And we have folks that protect that every day, don't we?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, now continue on with some of the programs and the projects that you all are working on, Matt.
I guess best place to start is some of the staff we have in the district. Our secretary is Stephanie Ledbetter. And then representing NRCS, we have Jeff Young. He's our district conservationist. And we have Andrzej Kaslikowski, who's our district technician. And then we also have representing the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, Mark Hudson from Red Bowler, and he's our watershed coordinator. And he works in the area.
Okay, now, when you're driving down the road now, you see all of these signs on the side of the road telling you the watershed that you're in. I'm sure you've noticed those things. If you're coming back from somewhere over in Cookeville, it may be in the Center Hill, which is the river over Center Hill.
Calf Killer.
And that, and I think you will notice when coming back from Livingston, it's a different one there. And you'll also, I don't know if I've ever noticed one for that you're entering the waters of the Dale Hollow area or not.
Clay County's got two major watersheds. The biggest one, of course, is the Obi and Cumberland River. That covers the majority of the county. And then once you cross basically the water tank at Moss from there towards Hermitage Springs, all of that water flows into the Barron River.
Okay, so we go in different directions in the county, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We cover two major watersheds.
And both of those are, Barron River Lake and Dale Hollow Lake are both really important fisheries in this area. Both of them known for pretty clean water.
Yes.
Okay, now, Matt, some of the projects and things that you all are working on, do we have anything major going on right now here in the county?
Probably the biggest thing we have going on right now, of course, we're known mostly for our cost share opportunities that we have with our farmers and landowners. And the biggest drive we've had lately is due to the drought last year, the state has turned loose the program where that you can put cover crops on pasture land to provide additional forage to get us caught up for this year. And then, of course, we've got our traditional stuff, such as cross fence for rotational grazing, exclusion fence to exclude animals from sensitive areas, such as streams, forest, etc., watering systems. And then the last few years, one of the big things we've done is help people plant pollinator habitat to provide pollinators for the bees and monarchs and that sort of thing.
Okay, now, a lot of folks don't realize just how important this pollination program is, do they?
Yeah. One of the latest things I've seen is Honey Nut Cheerios is actually, they have took the bee off of their cereal box, and they're running an advertising campaign now to help bring back the bees.
Okay, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, most folks think that those annoying little fellers, that you need to just slap them when they get near you and that type of thing, but we wouldn't have any food without them, would we?
No, people don't realize the impact that they have on our food system. And I'd say that if the pollinators was reduced, that it could very easily cut our food yields to less than half.
Okay, what is the greatest danger to our bee population?
There's lots of varying research on that, and the last answer that I heard on it was scientists still haven't figured out exactly what is causing the decline in the bee population. Some studies links it to some pesticide use. Some studies links it to some introduced pests to the bees, like mites. And then some studies have basically said that it's just a decline in population.
I think I read somewhere that there was maybe some kind of mold that was attacking the hives and that type of thing.
Yeah, that's another one that they've linked it to and said it could be a possibility, but nobody can definitively say that if we fix this, that's going to build back the bees.
I know, you know, not being political or anything, but, you know, at one time with the great scare of the publication of the book back in the 60s about how we were poisoning our atmosphere, that, you know, we came through with all the regulations doing away with things like DDT, arsenic of lead, those type of things, you know, of spraying those, well, really, I guess, spraying them on fruit trees to prevent damage to fruit trees. And without realizing that we were killing the thing that was causing the trees to have apples on them, weren't we?
Yeah, and that's part of what our conservation district does, is we help provide educational opportunities to help farmers preserve these valuable natural resources.
And like I said, the bee, what about some of our plants? Do we have any, do you know, like, natural plants that are disappearing in this area here?
There's a list of endangered plants in Tennessee, and of course Tennessee has a very diverse plant range. And it actually does have a lot of rare plants, and we have several of them in Clay County. And that's part of, you know, like when we put a fence up to exclude cattle from the forest, that's where the majority of those plants live. And when we exclude the cattle, that allows them to grow and thrive again.
Okay, now, this is the time of the dry land fish season. The morel, that, is there a season? There's not a limited season on those things, is there?
Well, I mean, they're a mushroom, so they're going to grow when it's naturally wet and moist, and that occurs in the spring in Tennessee.
And I've heard in some states that they actually, if you, when you go out to harvest them, that you're not allowed to put them in a plastic grocery bag or something, that you're supposed to put them in one of those kind of mesh-looking bags like oranges come in, so that when you're carrying them through the woods, that you're actually spreading spores that will cause them to reproduce. Is there anything to that, or is that just like an old wives' tale or something?
I would imagine that would make a lot of sense because, I mean, it's building on the science behind how you would propagate them.
And I think I've also read a lot of states would require that you, if you find a whole bunch, you don't get them all. You leave some and that type of thing. But I know there's a lot of folks here in Clay County and folks all over the country. I know we have folks that come down here to Clay County from various places just to look for those things.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Okay, Matt, what else you got for us, sir?
I'm going to switch gears just a minute and brag on our board members and the tremendous job that they do. Of course, when you come into office, most of the time you're going to see me or Stephanie or Jeff or Anjay. We're kind of the face of the district. But without our board, we couldn't do any of the things we do. And they assisted us this year and helped. They represented Clay County at the Tennessee Association of Conservation District State Convention in Franklin, Tennessee. They hosted an on-farm field day at the farm of Anjay Kaslikowski that showcased soil health cover crop mixes. They hosted an annual banquet. We did a countywide poster contest that includes school visits by Sammy Soil and Ruby Raindrop. We award a scholarship every year. We hosted a land judging clinic for high school 4-H and FFA teams across the upper Cumberland. We just recently hosted a tree sale. And then our board members will also represent Clay County at various local and regional meetings and trainings.
How'd the tree sale go?
Went excellent. We have about 6 or 8 trees left, and then we're done.
I know that by moving it off of the corner of the square here, you moved it down across from at your office down there, and it was like just a weekend thing up here, and you guys have been able, people have been able to come in for, what now, for about 2 weeks, haven't they? And,
yeah, we was worried that we'd see a decrease in traffic, changing locations, but, I mean, we've had several people come through, and we've nearly sold out of trees, so we've done well.
Very good. So you may have found the sweet spot for the tree sale.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we do that, let's take a break. How's that sound? We will take a little short break here and get in a message or two from our sponsors that make this show possible. And we want to remind everyone that they are kind enough to sponsor this show, and we need to show our appreciation and spend our money with them. So let's hear they are, hear who they are, and get ready to go patronize these folks.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Matt's still here with me, and he's got a few more things he wants to talk about the soil conservation folks. Matt, if you would, continue.
We'll cover a few of the other services that we offer. One of our biggest programs is the district provides several pieces of equipment for landowners to rent. Currently, we have 3 no-till drills available, a 6-ton lime spreader, a manure spreader, a 10-foot aerator, and a herd seeder that goes on a four-wheeler or a truck.
Okay, now, how do the farmers, what do they need to do to rent? Well, I mean, do they have to come in and reserve it? Or?
Yeah, we keep a calendar, and you can call in or stop by, and we'll go over the details.
And no charge?
Now, there is a charge,
uh-huh.
And it varies from each piece of equipment, but it's very reasonable for the cost of the equipment.
Okay, and some of the programs, I know you talked about the waterers and those type of things. Those are not fully funded by the conservation folks, are they?
No, everybody likes to call us a grant program, but we're not. We are truly a cost-share program in which the farmer fronts, or the landowner fronts, the cost of the entire project, and then he gets reimbursed 75% or 50% from us, depending on the program.
Depending on the program they're working under. And you said a minute ago the cattle waters, fencing, what about the ponds? We've
got away from the ponds just because it's easier to put a water trough in than it is to build a pond, and then you're guaranteed water in a water trough. But that's just a few of the things we do. We've got a tremendous list of very site-specific programs that we and practices that we can install. And the biggest thing that I tell people is just come by and sit down and talk with us.
Okay, now, as a technician, do you go out and do soil samples if a farmer calls you? Is that part of your job? Or
I will assist them. That goes through the UT Extension Soils Lab. We have the boxes available in our office, and we'll provide technical assistance as far as how to take them and that sort of thing. But when it comes to actually taking and sending the sample, that's up to the landowner.
So you don't, do you dig the dirt for them?
Not normally.
Well, Matt, we've got a few minutes left, and let's talk about personal a little bit. I know we don't want to give you a free commercial, but I know some of the things, you have a greenhouse, and folks think that all those flowers just magically pop up a couple, 3 weekends a year, and they're there for them to buy. Tell us a little bit about a greenhouse operation.
Well, the way mine works is we will crank our greenhouse up about the end of February normally. And what happens is we order all of our plants in as plugs. And a lot of people remember getting tobacco plugs in back 20 years ago. They come in the mail in a little box, and you'd have 10,000 plugs in that box. And that's the way we order all of our flowers and most of our vegetables. And they actually get shipped out of Canada. And they get planted in, like I said, the end of February, and then we stage everything out because everything comes to maturity at different times. So for about a month and a half, they're as busy of planting and seeding and plugging and watering.
And getting ready.
Yeah.
And you try to begin your sales about when?
Well, the last frost date for Clay County is April the 17th, so that's when I try to open my greenhouse. This year has been kind of an odd year because it's been so warm and everything growing fast. We had good weather, so I opened a week earlier than I actually intended to. And it's hard to time stuff out because last year we had a very wet spring. And, you know, when I start stuff 10 weeks early to shoot for a specific date, not knowing what the weather's going to be like, whether people have their gardens ready or not, that can make it challenging.
So I guess that, my wife is right again. She said, you know, we don't ever plant any flowers until after my birthday.
That's fair.
And that was the 19th, so we're now ready, I guess, to plant some. But I've noticed, too, that a lot of plants this year are blooming early. I've noticed the irises, a lot of them, I think maybe some of the species that bloom a little later are blooming earlier this year. And, of course, that has to do with our warm weather we've had. And look like maybe we're going to survive without any of our fruit trees or apple trees or cherry trees, that type of thing, getting killed this year, aren't we?
You better knock on wood.
Yeah. But it is highly unusual that we do manage that. But it looks like this year is going to be one of those.
Yeah. Growing up, we had a large orchard beside our house that we tended to. And I always told people it seemed like about once every 5 years we'd have more fruit than we could ever possibly use, and the rest of the time you'd be hard-pressed to find an apple to eat.
Well, that's kind of farm life, isn't it?
Yep.
You have to anticipate and be ready for anything. Well, Matt, if you'll reach in there and draw a number out, we'll give a birthday cake your way in a few minutes. I know we've still got a few minutes to go. And do you anticipate I don't know, does anyone else have a greenhouse of your size here in the county now, or are you?
As far as I know, I'm the only greenhouse that sells to the public as far as hanging baskets and bedded flowers and bedded vegetable plants and that sort of thing.
And as a young farmer, I know this is kind of a personal thing, but how much of your life is based around your farming of your own?
Well, I've got a full-time 40-hour job that I work here in town with the Soil Conservation District. And then I've got about an 80-hour-a-week job at home between my farming operation and then my father's and my father-in-law's as well that I assist on.
Okay.
So it seems like the majority of my life ends up revolving around either planting or harvesting something.
But you've got good help, right?
Yes.
All right. That's the important part of it, isn't it? Having good help.
Yes.
Now, I also remember, do you have any dogs now?
We actually got our female Pyrenees fixed last year. We raised about 4 litters of puppies, and they're scattered all across about 6 different counties now.
See, there's just all kinds of things that Matt's involved in. And if you drive down that way, you'll notice the big white dogs are running around. And then this time of year, you notice all the plants down there. And I know down there that your aunt has a whole bunch of daylilies down there. I think does she still have the daylilies that she sells, or is she just doing that for the fun of it now?
Yeah, I was actually discussing this with her the other day. She's got 640 different varieties of daylilies up there. So if anybody needs a daylily, that's the place to be.
Okay. We've got through a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, and Matt drew out number 6, and that is John Merritt. John, you have won the birthday cake today, and the procedure is you go over by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick up your certificate there, take it over to the Dairy Queen, and they'll give you one of those great cakes. And say hello to Tiffany and all the young ladies that work over there, and go by and patronize those folks any chance you get. But once again, I think it's time we shut the barn door here. We've killed another day, and great day today with also having Brian and Bree earlier on. And I know Matt's back into archery shooting again a little bit maybe, so he may have to take off a little time from the farm and that type of thing to get back into that again. But Matt, it's a pleasure having you here this morning, and we'll get you back again here before long.
Thank you very much.
And once again, as we said, it's been a pleasure being with the folks here in Clay County this morning. And I want to remind you that you can tune this in again at 6 o'clock tonight on WVFB FM 101.5 Kix Country. And that is spelled K-I-X, as I was corrected on here a day or two ago. But right now, good morning, Clay County. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.